practice every day for the rest of our lives and never exhaust its benefits. The capacity of limitations rests on our effort and awareness, not the craft. Jiu-jitsu is a support system for life, daily shaping our character through the repetition of virtuous action, giving us the ability to act more nobly in the world. Its function within the human individual is to facilitate the development which brings us closer to our most actualized self. I imagine that any activity, when practiced with sincerity, can achieve this aim. But we are not concerned with those activities. We are concerned with ours. Jiu-jitsu is not life, but it does open us to life in ways we often remain closed to. Jiu-jitsu is not the summit we aspire toward. It is the foundation we stand upon. Chapter 1. Why We Need Jiu-jitsu. Statement of Purpose. The human individual derives much value from the practice of Brazilian Jiu-jitsu. I have never met a man or woman worse off for having trained. I never will. The transformative power of Jiu-jitsu is rare in that all aspects of the individual are trained. The body is taxed in every facet of athleticism. The mind is challenged to attend to countless variables as we navigate kinesthetic and proprioceptive challenges. And, perhaps most importantly, the soul is challenged to a degree which civilian life simply cannot offer within such a well-ordered and affluent society. I have never found a single activity which so rivals its effectiveness to completely alter a person's life. Philosophy sharpens the mind, but does nothing for the body. Strength training builds the body, but neglects the soul. But jiu-jitsu attends to all of one's humanity. Jiu-jitsu helps many lose weight with success they never found at the gym. Jiu-jitsu improves our problem-solving as no math tutor could. And jiu-jitsu molds the character of a person with the same capacity as the highest place of worship. The world is speeding up, faster than any of us is ready for. Our attention is pulled in every direction. Our calendars are filled, and our leisure is empty. We only have so much time for personal development, and with so much stimulus competing for our attention, we easily neglect fundamental aspects of our being. But we are the lucky ones. We have found something we love which trains every aspect of our character, and often without our intent to do so. Jiu-jitsu provides a medium with which to purposefully strengthen our weaknesses, willfully choosing discomfort and resistance over a passive life. We channel the most primitive aspects of our nature toward the most sophisticated ends, practicing vulnerability and dominance with our fellow man, free of consequence. Whether we are dominating or dominated, we learn the nature of cause and effect, receiving instant feedback with every experiment we make. This immediate feedback loop creates an accelerated growth that the common holding patterns of adult life cannot. Jiu-jitsu allows us to pursue our highest selves, which much of our waking lives suppress. We are so often pushed toward the middle and away from ourselves. Jiu-jitsu brings us back. This book is not meant to improve your jiu-jitsu. I have provided no philosophy regarding skill acquisition. Its sole purpose is to help you realize the wealth you already possess. We tend to grow accustomed to the familiar to the point of blindness. Often, if we do not purposefully seek the value in something, we never find it. And sometimes the value is so ubiquitous that it goes unnoticed. My hopes are simply to remind you of the value that you have already found, to bring to conscious thought what you feel in your bones. I have the tendency to think that who I am is who I always was, and in doing so discredit the value and transformative nature of my experiences. Jiu-jitsu has been the victim of such myopic thinking. Jiu-jitsu has given me a quality of life I have never known. It has awoken me in ways I didn't know I was sleeping. I have never been so challenged, physically, mentally,